Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and not been happy with what you saw? Were you not happy with your physical appearance? For many, many years, I had this fear of judgment of other people. I was programmed myself from being bullied or from the names skinny, oh, lanky, oh, you need to eat some more food. So what I'm doing is I'm overeating more because I've got this conscious perception of like, well, I don't want to be too skinny. Whatever the fuck happened, happened. It's my job to fix myself. It's my responsibility to overcome my own trauma, overcome my own fears, overcome my own insecurities, overcome my own doubts. Step up, wake up, and get the fuck up and change your life. But if you feel like you struggle with keeping yourself accountable and being disciplined with what you eat, then... Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. Welcome to this podcast episode, and I hope you're doing great. Now, if you want to become a better version of yourself, you want to take control of your mind, if you want to become more disciplined, then why don't you join me on my latest fasting expedition? That's like Austin Powers expedition, right? He said expedition, right? This journey, right? So every Thursday I'm doing some fasting, and it's a juice fast. You can choose to do a water fast if you want, but if you want to join us on this journey, I've created a WhatsApp community where we can keep each other accountable, stay connected. Every Thursday I'm doing it. So there's a link below this video on YouTube. Click the WhatsApp community link, join us on WhatsApp. And I'm super excited to do this because if there's anything that we need in our life is to be a little bit more disciplined with food. You know, it's not a time for us to put on more weight, to be heavier, to feel like shit. It's a time for us to take our power back. And this is what I love about it, because I know myself that actually fasting helps you to feel more mental clarity and you feel more energetic, which is weird, but it's true, you know. And I've experienced it in the past because I've done fasting in the past. And then sometimes I don't eat for, you know, a day or whatever, just because I'm too busy, you know, but I can feel it, you know. More food, the more energy your body has to burn because it has to process all the food. So just as an introduction to this podcast, you know, if you want to take your power back, join my WhatsApp community. Of course, you can do it on your own. But if you feel like you struggle with keeping yourself accountable and being disciplined with what you eat, then, you know, surround yourself with a community that is going to help you to achieve that goal. And that's what I've learned over the years as well with the journey of success. You know, wherever you surround yourself with is what you're going to feed off, what you're going to learn, what you're going to become. So yeah, take action, guys. I'm here to support you in this journey as well. And I think it's a great, especially the fact that like, yeah, like normally my old trauma, like this actually leads into trauma, you know, was my own insecurities of how I looked. And I think that, yeah, this is going to be relatable to you as well now, because have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and not been happy with what you saw? You know, were you not happy with your physical appearance? And for myself personally, it's been a long time. I have like, just let me know in the chat, like, what's up, Linda? Great to see you guys. And by the way, TikTok, Instagram, if you guys are watching and you want to watch on YouTube, I'm actually live on YouTube right now. So if you want to have a better screen, bigger screen, maybe you're watching on TV or something like that, jump on YouTube. Let us know you're here in the comments. All right. But for many, many years, I had this fear, I think, of or judgment of other people. You know, I was programmed myself from being bullied or from the names, you know, skinny, or lanky, or you need to eat some more food, or, you know, like, you need to put some more meat on those bones. Just shit like that. You know, when I was young, and just hearing that constantly, even like mum, like you're at the dinner table, you can't leave the dinner table until you finish your food. And fucking, I don't want to eat the fucking food. I wasn't hungry or I didn't like the food or whatever the fuck it was. Like, and I was forced to like, no, you can't leave the table until you finish your food. I remember it very, very clearly. But then it just was the fact that, you know, I was a very skinny and lanky boy, you know? So slowly, slowly, as I kept hearing these lanky, and I do remember my mom, and actually I had a healing moment with my mom back in 2020, 2021, when I had to move back to my parents' house. Funny enough, I told my mom, I said, you know, when I was that young 13, 14-year-old boy and I wanted to play soccer and you told me no, you know, I remember that moment. And I said to her, I wanted to play soccer. And she said, no, you can't because you're too skinny. And if you go out on the field, the other kids are going to break your bones. You know, so you can see that she kind of had a bit of fear, maybe a lot of fear that had that she had, or maybe she, I guess, couldn't deal with, you know, another responsibility of like, she's got four kids already. She's trying to live her life, but yet her little boy son is trying to play soccer and she doesn't have the time to go to the fucking soccer on the Saturdays and she doesn't want me to play. So she just made up an excuse, whatever it was. Right. But I had this moment with her in 2020 or 2021 when I mentioned it to her. I said, you know, that moment like was one of the moments that I never forget because it broke me and it hurt me. And yeah, it just like it highlighted that you have a problem, you know? And if you're watching on YouTube, like let us know in the comments if you can relate. But it really, really highlighted that there was some sort of problem with me that, you know, yeah, I'm too skinny or I'm not strong enough, you know, like saying, oh, if you play on the field, the other kids are going to break your bones. Like, what the fuck is that saying? Well, it's clearly identifying that you are weak and that you have a problem, you know, but rightly so. Like, what the fuck does the mom have to do? She's trying to protect the fucking hens, the kids, the ducklings, you know? Like any mother, what do? They protect their children. So naturally what she was doing was just protecting me, not realizing that she was hurting me at the same time. But not realizing, who knows, maybe she was doing the fucking right thing. She was actually protecting me. Maybe if I did go and play, I would have fucking broken my leg. Who knows? Like maybe I wouldn't have even been able to be the person I am today because I would have had injuries or some shit, you know? But no matter what, I guess it's the awareness of, you know, understanding the journey of your childhood trauma, the journey of how you were parented, the journey of all these experiences that you've been through, and then not kind of looking back at your parents and actually judging them, because I used to, you know, I used to judge them. I used to think that it was all of their fault and it's their fault that I'm like this and it's their fault that I'm not successful and it's their fault that I have so much low self-confidence or low self-worth or whatever, you know. And sure, of course, I can look at the way I was parented and I can find faults if I want to, you know, or I can just have a different mindset and go, whatever the fuck happened, happened. And now as a grown adult and at this level of awareness that I have, well, it's my job to fix myself, you know? It's my responsibility to overcome my own trauma, overcome my own fears, overcome my own insecurities, overcome my own doubts, you know, overcome my own lack of belief in myself, whatever, you know? Of course, it would have been nice to have had more encouragement, more support, more love, you know, more attention, like, you know, more belief in me. You know, I can sit there and blame and fucking say, you know, you should have done this or you should have believed in me more or you should have had my back more or you should have loved me more. You should have spent more time with me and you should have done this and you should have done that. Should have, would have, could have, fucking whatever. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is that going to do? How's that going to change shit now? It's not. You know, so it's your responsibility to step up, wake up and get the fuck up and change your life. You know? And if you're not willing to do it, well, stop. Then what can we expect from someone who doesn't want to deal with their trauma or doesn't want to deal with the fact that they're not living in their potential? They're not living the life that they could be living. What do we do with people like that? You know, do we have pity on them? Do we continue to be like, oh, well, you know, yeah, that's a really sad story. You know, like, oh, well, you know, yeah, life is really fucked up now because of what you went through. And that's just where you are right now. So I guess that's what you got to live with, you know? Like you got to eventually like get the fuck over, right? With all due respect, you know, I'm fucking conscious of what I'm speaking and what I'm saying, and I'm not pointing the finger at you specifically and trying to put you down by going, get the fuck over it and sit. Actually, I'm fucking very switched on. I know what I'm saying, right? But I'm just making you a little bit more aware of, like, eventually get the fuck out of your own way. Eventually stop complaining. Eventually stop pointing the finger. Eventually stop blaming. Eventually get to a point, and maybe you're not at that point yet. Maybe you got to keep going. You know, maybe you got to keep suffering a little bit more. Maybe you got to keep being in your own way a little bit more. Maybe you got to keep surrounding yourself with the fucking people that you've been surrounding yourself with, which are causing the lack of inspiration in your life as to the reason why you don't get off your fucking ass and make the changes that you need to make in your life so you can fucking be free. Maybe that's just the case. Maybe that's how it is for you. You know, or maybe this episode wakes you up. Maybe this episode inspires you to go, shit. You know, it's my responsibility. It's my healing and my growth and my evolution is my responsibility. And I think it's probably one of the best things you can ever do. You know, realize that no one is coming to save you. Not fucking Batman, not bloody some, you know, imaginary creature or superhero that comes out of fucking thin air and all of a sudden, you know, they save you, even though that sounds like a nice story, you know. Superman's going to fly out and go, oh, I came to save you and shit, man. You know, not some made up fairy tale freaking uncle or auntie's going to appear and go, here's all the money that you need. You're going to be all fine. You know, you've got to show up and you've got to make some changes. And if there's anything that I've learned is that, and you know what, this has definitely been one of the inspirations for my own success and perseverance and never give up attitude. Is because as much as you may have family members that want to help you, you know, and if you do, it's a blessing, you know, but there's something else, you know, and I'm very grateful because I've had all my family help me in some way, shape or form. And I basically return the favor, you know, I do give back. I give back a lot and I have, you know, but I don't know about you and you know, you tell me whether you can relate and whether this resonates. And obviously it's different if you're in a, you know, if you're married, like, you know, like my wife likes to be like, you know, every time we say a prayer, you know, before we eat, you know, she always says, you know, and thank you God for my husband who provides for us, you know, and I'm grateful for that. So it's not the point where, you know, there's something about, you know, doing it and not having to rely on anyone else in a sense. You know what I mean? But again, when you're married, you know, you have, you know, the parts of the relationship that you play, you know, like I know my role. I know like what I'm doing in the relationship, you know, and my wife knows her role too. And we complement each other and it's a blessing. Right? You know, there's something about not having to rely on people for you to survive. You know, it's knowing that you are disciplined enough and you are aware enough and you went and you did it for yourself. But when you're married, it's different, of course. You know, it's not like my wife's like, oh, I don't do anything. My husband, he just makes all the money and I'm just like doing whatever. It's like, nah, man, she does the things that she needs to do. And she does a lot. So, and again, when you're in any relationship, you know, you can feel it. You know, how much am I giving? How much am I receiving? How much are you giving? How much are they giving? So, you know, you pay attention to the balance, you know. But again, going back to what I'm talking about, you know, is there is just something about, you know, and what is it? Let's dive deeper into it. What is it about this nature of, you know, not being someone who needs other people so that they can. And of course it happens sometimes. Listen, man, I was fucking broke after 2020. I worked with this coach. I got scammed. I had no money left at the end of the year, like literally thousands of dollars. And I had to call, I remember calling my brother-in-law, who I've been so inspired by recently because he's on a 28-day fast and he's actually inspired me to open up this fasting community. So if you're interested in doing some fasting every week, I do it every Thursday. Click the link below, join our WhatsApp community because we can stay accountable, help you stay accountable so you can get healthier, lose some weight, right? Get control of your mind and become more disciplined. But he's doing a 28-day fast. That's ridiculous, right? Because he was getting overweight, you know, and he was like, fuck, I'm not waiting till I have a heart attack. I'm fucking fasting right now. I'm doing a juice fast, 28 days. I'm going to lose fucking whatever I've lost. He's lost like 15 kilos. He was 114 or 15 kilos. Now he's not under 100 kilos. And so it's, you know, it's doing that. But I remember calling him in 2020, end of 2020, I had no money left. And I called him and I was like, can you lend me $500? You know? And that was a shit feeling. You know, it really was. It was a shit feeling to have to borrow money because I didn't have my own, you know? So again, like, it's a blessing to, yeah. I mean, I always say it's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to do what I do. But at the same time, like, it's a blessing. Yeah, it is a blessing. I'm so honored to be coaching people. I'm so grateful for my life to be doing podcasts, to be speaking, to be inspiring so many people, working with so many amazing people, you know, my coaching programs. But you're the one that makes, and that's why I say, man, you're the one that makes your life a blessing as well. It's a blessing, but you're the one that makes it a blessing, you know? Like, you're the creator of your reality. You see, if you can't control what you shove in your mouth, well, then how the fuck can you control your life, you know? And so let me go take you back to the trauma. I digressed a little bit, if you're paying attention. Because I was talking about my physical appearance. I was talking about the insecurities. And I'm just asking you a question now. Like, have you ever felt uncomfortable looking at your own body? Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I don't like what I see? Or have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and because of all the judgments of other people saying that you're fat, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, you got rolls, your fucking neck, whatever, like your stomach or your ass, whatever, like, Has anyone ever judged you to the point where now when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're actually not able to actually love yourself and accept yourself? You're actually hearing the voices of those people who have been judging you. Okay? I see some of people on Instagram saying yes. How about TikTok? I'm asking you guys a question too. Let me know in the comments. Like, have you ever? I'm on YouTube as well. And Leaves of Grass says every fucking day. Nene says me, myself, and I. Anyone else on YouTube? I made a decision to quit drinking alcohol and sodas for the last 2 months. That's awesome. Keep going. So this is the thing, right? With this whole like physical appearance. So this is what happened for me. I've learned as well that the trauma response for me was emotional eating and was overeating because throughout my whole like, I guess, life, I've always wanted to put on weight. It's funny, hey, like some of us are like, fucking hell, I want to lose some weight. I'm fucking struggling to lose weight. I can't lose weight. And there's people out there that are like skinny as shit and they're trying to put on weight, but they can't. You know, their metabolism is just designed like that and they just can't put on weight. You know, it just doesn't happen. No matter how many fucking Big Macs, burgers, fucking fries, hot dogs, like no matter how many fucking Domino's or Pizza Hut or fucking pizzas you have, you never put on weight. And that was like my reality for so many years. And I was like, oh, this is fucking, I guess I'm lucky, you know? I guess I'm lucky. I can eat whatever the fuck I want and I never put on weight. Wow. Right? And this is, as I've like grown into my 30s and now 35 and now I'm 41, like over the 30s, like I had put on a little bit of a gut, you know? So you can see that there's, but I liked it, you know? Because it made me feel a little bit more full, you know, it made me like round up a little bit where I was like, okay, cool. Now I've got a bit of an ass. That was the biggest thing. Fucking hell. I have an obsession with ass, the asses, like my fucking ass, you know, like there's this obsession. Why? Where did the obsession come from? Because I never had one. Not that I didn't have one because I have to go to fucking chuck a shit. I've got to go to the toilet. Of course, I've got a fucking ass, but the shape of it. You know, and you know, some people can go, okay, too much information or whatever, but I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Like, we're talking, you're listening. If you value this podcast episode, you think it's going to inspire someone, we'll fucking share it with some friends. Okay. But that was like a huge thing for me because like, and that's why actually my brother-in-law, I admired his body because I was like, he is proportioned. I was like, fuck, when he was like 24, 25, 26, 27 into his late 20s when he married my sister, his body was just fucking Italian. His body was Italian. But his body was so proportioned. It was so fucking like, I was like, wow. Like, you know, just ass, fucking nice chest, all this stuff, masculine, you know? So, and then when you don't have that, what happens? And then when you don't have confidence in yourself, and you don't feel good within yourself, and you're constantly being judged about how you look and that you're too skinny and this and that. So, and then you're looking at other people, and then you make up your own mind in your brain of like, where does your focus go? Your focus is like, oh my gosh, like there's something wrong with me, you know? So for me, this whole like body weight and like the physical appearance has been a trauma for me all my life, you know? And funny enough, you know, I just recently, if you noticed on my Instagram, I did a video of me with my shirt off and I danced and I was like, I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm just going to dance. I don't care. I'm taking my shirt off because part of the message is I don't care what you think and I'm just going to be me, you know? But hey, listen, man, like I'm not doing this fasting community and telling you to join on WhatsApp for no reason. Like I'm on a mission. And I don't know if you want to join me, but I'm on a mission the next 3 months, like October. I know this podcast will probably be released in a week's time or a week and a half, whatever. But October, November, December, the next 3 months is time to fucking get it. Like if there's ever been a time where I'm going to become the best freaking version of myself, a version of myself that I've never been before, it's right now. You know, it's really time to get serious. And especially with eating, because eating has never been something that I'm just like, oh yeah, I need to slow down. You know what I mean? The reason why, if we're talking about transparency right now, is because I want to always have a bit of a gut because I don't want to be too skinny, right? Because I don't want people to judge me. So what I'm doing is I'm overeating more because I've got this conscious perception of like, well, I don't want to be too skinny because then I'm going to have to like, maybe get smaller pants and then people are going to judge me again from when I was young. So I have this programmed subconscious fear that Luke doesn't want to go back to being like that because when he was like that, he wasn't accepted. Are we making a breakthrough right now? Like, let me know in the chat. Are you guys picking up, understanding like what I'm sharing? Is this making sense to you? Is anyone else relating like to what I'm talking about? Because like I've known this for a while, but I wasn't able to explain it properly, you know? So this is where now I'm like, and this is why it takes a little bit of time, you know? Like as you grow older, you start to become a little bit more wiser, a little bit more confident, a little bit more like, you know, what is actually happening with myself? You know, who am I? What am I blocking? What am I doing? You know, because it's like, oh, no, don't do fasting because you're going to lose 5 kilos. You're going to lose a bit of weight and then you're going to be skinny again or whatever, you know. So I'm very blessed as well because, again, the other fear was like, oh, my gosh, because when I was younger, you know, I knew my skinny frame, even though I was tall. I knew that, you know, how I looked and all that kind of stuff. So I used to cover it up. Baggy pants, baggy shirt. I used to think that depending on the car that I drove was dependent on what kind of girls I would attract. So I was like, well, nice car, I'll get nice girls. Didn't even fucking work that way. There was a complete lack of confidence that I had for such a long time that no matter how fucking nice my car was, the girl never came because I never fucking had the confidence to go up to girls anyway, you know? So it's not about the car. It's about fucking you, right? So I was always hiding myself, you know, for so many years. And so now we get to this place of like, wow. So, you know, don't fast because, and that's why I got triggered so bad when I was living at my mom's and I did that 3-day water fast. And funny enough, that moment triggered the transformational module that is about healing your inner child in my coaching program, my 20-week coaching program. It came from that moment with my mom, you know, and that's why it's so powerful because it heals your trauma, your childhood trauma, you know, and you go through a journey of conscious reparenting yourself, identifying the mother wound and the father wound. And I remember living with my mom, and I finished the water fast. I think I just finished it. I did a 3-day alkaline water fast. And then I just came back from China. So I was already skinny. I was vegetarian. Then I went to being a vegan for like 3 or 4 months. And then that moment, because I did that 3-day water fast, because I had blood in my stool. So I wanted to heal that. And I truly, truly believed that you are your own best doctor. And when I came back from China, I was like, no, there's no, I'm not going to know doctors. I don't believe in them. You know, I've lost trust in the system. I am going to heal myself. I'm going to heal my own body. And the best way to do it is to fast and stop eating. Because what's killing us is the food. How do we become healthier? Stop fucking eating, right? And so I stopped eating for 3 days. And then when I stopped eating for 3 days, guess what? I lost even more weight. So there I was with my mum in the house. I walked down the steps. There's like this second level of the, it's a one-story house, but then there's a second level of like 2 steps. And I walked down the steps and I'm walking and my mum comes behind me because maybe she was coming from another room. And like she pulls the back of my pants and she's like, come on, man, put some weight on. Like, you know, your pants are falling down. Like that moment was probably one of the worst triggers I've ever experienced in my life at 35 years old. It was like a shock. Like there was something, it was like I was being electrocuted in my body. My whole fucking body started just, it was on fire, you know? And I couldn't even say anything. I was in shock. Like literally fight or flight or fright, whatever you call it, whatever. Like, and my response was, I turned around and I would have said, go fuck yourself or fuck off or something like that because I lost control. And I went into my room and I slammed the door. And for the next 7 days, guys, I kid you not, this is what I went through. For the next 7 days, and this is 2020, so I was already Luke Mindpower. I lost Luke Mindpower. Like that version of me that I had become disappeared. And I became a child again. I became a hurt, broken, misunderstood, confused child at 30 fucking five, guys. Like it was incomprehensible right now to think about something like that, that that's possible, but that's what happened. You know, I was like lying on the bed, like, confused, trying to process my emotions, trying to process like, what is going on? Why do I feel this way? Why is this happening? You know? And for the next 7 days, I was basically depressed. You know, I would only come out to eat something. I stopped talking to my mom. Like when I would see her in the house, I wouldn't even say anything, you know? But that was the inspiration for my 20-week coaching program, that moment. Because what happened after that is I was on YouTube and I was sitting there. And actually, that's when I think I started learning from Peter Krohn, which, you know, if you know Peter Krohn, he's extraordinary. I did a podcast episode with him in 2023. It's on my podcast channel on YouTube if you want to watch it. Just type in Peter Krohn and Luke Mindpower. Listen to that episode because we actually talked about triggers and he has such a profound mindset on emotional triggers and awareness. So listen to that. But that was the moment there where I also started learning from Lisa Romano. If you haven't heard of Lisa Romano, have a look at her on Instagram as well. But she had a lot on her YouTube channel about narcissistic abuse, narcissism, codependency. But I found content from her about healing your inner child. And the moment, because I was looking for answers, like, fuck, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Like, if you're getting triggered, if you're not understanding your emotions, if you're not understanding, like, what's going on with my body? Like, why do I react like that? What's happening? You know, because that's how it was for me all my life. I was just like constantly in fear and not understanding. Why do I go red? Why do I blush? Why do I get intimidated by people? Why when people talk to me sometimes and they say words, do I not understand what the fuck's going on? And I just feel embarrassed, you know?
Like, I couldn't get it. It fucking hurt me for so many years. And then you wonder, why does Luke swear so much? Why does Luke does what he does? Why does Luke dance like that? Why does Luke talk like that? Like, this is the episode where you under fucking stand what I've been through, who I am, how I felt for so many years. And even still, if you listen to this shit, you still probably won't understand because you've never felt what I've felt. And I hope that by listening to this, maybe you will comprehend and understand that no one ever will be able to understand your fucking pain. No one. Just you. And you don't need other people to fucking understand, but you need to understand. Because if you don't, you'll live your life fucking sleeping and confused and feeling like the world is fucking out to get you. Instead, you fucking take responsibility for your shit and you figure yourself out. So that was when actually, and that's why your triggers are teachers, you know, but your triggers are also gifts. If you lean in, the question is, are you willing to lean in instead of ignoring it and not trying to understand it, process it, you know? And now I look at it, I'm like, wow, mum, thanks for giving me the blessing, you know? Thanks for triggering the shit out of me because you forced me to try to understand myself. You forced me to research myself. You forced me to look deeper into what's the actual problem? What's the reaction from? What's going on? At 35, it was disgusting. Like, it felt so uncomfortable. But that shows my heightened sensitivity. You know, I'm a sensitive guy. I'm an emotional guy. I'm okay with being vulnerable. And I don't give a fuck if there's any other masculine guy or masculine fucking macho this and that. Oh, don't show your emotions and, you know, and you don't be vulnerable and you have to be strong. And of course I'm fucking strong, but I'm going to fucking talk about my emotions and my feelings. And I don't give a shit about whether you fucking say, oh, that's not masculine enough. Fuck off, you know? So that took me down this path of really understanding like myself, which I'm still learning, funny enough, you know, I don't have it all figured out and I don't fucking want to. This is the whole life of your life, of the journey of life, of, you know, asking better questions, looking deeper into your own character and behavior and personality and who you are, understanding yourself better. Why the fuck not? You know, if you want, you'll learn a lot. And of course, you don't have to because you don't have to do shit, you know. If being yourself like that, the way you are, the way you're being, the way you show up, the way you do things is satisfying for you and it's fulfilling for you, well, fucking keep doing it, you know? And most importantly, you wouldn't even be listening to this podcast any fucking way if you were just like going to be like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm just staying like this. Exactly. You wouldn't be listening to this. You're not on this fucking vibrational frequency anyway. So I know that I'm talking to anyone who's listening to this podcast, whether you're on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, wherever you're listening to this, I know that you're tapped in, whether you're on LinkedIn, whether you're on Rumble, wherever the fuck you're listening, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, shout out to everyone all over all the platforms that you're listening to this podcast, is I know that actually, I don't even need to say that because no one who doesn't want to grow would be listening to this fucking podcast. You're only listening to this because you want to become a better version of yourself and you want to grow and evolve, heal, you know? So just going back to this whole healing thing, because I'm excited about this now because I'm fucking like at this level, you know, of life of like, yeah, caring less and being healthier, being better, you know, because I mean, what's my why now? My why is being a healthier husband, you know, my why is being a healthier dad for my kids that are coming, you know what I mean? So this is my preparation for that, right? So then should I still continue to like have this fear of like, oh, you know, don't lose weight, Luke. Don't do this fasting because if you do this fasting, you're going to lose weight and then like people are going to judge you again. And then, you know, like, right. So there was this fear, but that's where the healing and becoming aware came from those moments. And I got through that 7 days and then there was a few more triggers with my mom, but it's amazing how things have come full circle now. And, you know, me and my mom, if you listen to my podcast early on, you know, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, you know, you would have like heard me talk a lot about my mom.
and the relationship wasn't as close as it is right now, and it was quite distant before, and I was like, maybe I was blaming a lot, or maybe I wasn't comprehending or understanding her as much as I do now, you know, because now, you know, we actually talk about Jesus, we talk about, you know, our faith, you know, we talk about life, we talk about things that actually we're quite in sync with now, you know, which is a gift. It's such a blessing, you know, and I'm so grateful that I went on this journey of discovering myself first, you know, leaning back into my own truth first to understand myself. But the truth is that really what brought me back to my faith and back to Jesus and God was, you know, they are the same, of course, was self-love, you know, and I was actually talking to, you know, we are made in the likeness and image of God, right? You know, the Holy Spirit works through me every time I speak. You know, there has never been a time. It was funny, I was talking to my sister about this, and I was like, you know, maybe we should like structure the podcast episodes, and you should have certain things that you talk about so that when you get on the podcast, you can actually like focus on those things. And I'm like, yeah, but the Holy Spirit works through me every time. And so the Holy Spirit doesn't come to me before the podcast and go, hey, Luke, you're going to talk about this, 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 and this. That doesn't happen. I just turn on the recording, I press record, I turn it on, and I go live and I talk, you know? So the connection, right, to your power, you know, first it had to come from my own action of coming back home to me. But guess what? I'm still coming home, you know? The closer you get to yourself, the closer you get to God. No word of a lie. You know, the reason why you don't feel connected to God is because you're not connected to yourself. It's crazy shit, man. And once you understand and you go through this process, you understand. And that's why you become limitless, because God is infinite. There's no possibilities. Everything is possible. Everything is possible when you have faith. Everything is possible when you believe. But if you don't, you'll be limited and you'll live in fear. And you'll keep living in fear. And you'll never overcome your obstacles. You'll never achieve the greatness that you were born to achieve. You know, and you have so much of it. But again, I had to go through my own personal journey, you know. So now I get to actually have a very happy and loving and healthy, open relationship with my mother, which is, I'm so blessed and grateful to say that now, you know. But there were the triggers that were happening and the confusion, the frustration that I went through for so many years that were coming from my mother, you know. And now it's so amazing to be able to talk and not be triggered. It's the best. It's the fucking best, you know. And also what happens when you go through this emotional journey of becoming emotionally aware and intelligent, you get away from the ego, you know, right? And you come back to just being free and authentic. And what happens is you're able to actually like see things from a different vantage point where people don't trigger you anymore, especially the people that you've had these conversations with or you've tried to be vulnerable with or have these open conversations with to try to help them understand your feelings and how they make you feel when they say certain things. Like immediately, as soon as my wife says something to me that triggers me or hurts my feelings or something like that, I immediately tell her, hey, don't say that to me. You know, this is how that makes me feel or whatever, you know, or you're overusing this word or you're abusing this word or this is really like not healthy. You know, if I feel something and it's not healthy for me or doesn't make me feel empowered or whatever, guess what? I ain't staying quiet. You got to communicate, you know? And I think that's the biggest thing that we're lacking in life, in relationships, is the lack of transparency, the lack of communication, and the assumptions that, you know, people will get it, you know, people understand or whatever. And it's like, nah, man, like if you want a relationship to thrive, you got to give, you know? Don't expect people to just, you know, message you and everything's going to be fine if you're not pouring as well. You know, it takes two to tango. Yeah, what a saying. So now that I've gone through this journey of understanding my body, understanding myself, you know, this whole emotional eating and all this stuff, and I know a lot of people out there suffer with it more than I have, you know, I'm very blessed definitely to have the physique that I have, even though I could overeat and whatever. But now with this fasting, and if you want to join our fasting community, just click the link below, WhatsApp community. It's free to join. And today is actually, I'm starting the fast because it's Wednesday. So after dinner today, I won't be eating until Friday morning. When I wake up, I'll go to the gym and then I'll have breakfast, you know. And I'm learning too, because last week I did it on Thursday. And then I fasted for like 36 hours because that's how much time it is. Pretty much after dinner, you don't eat and then you sleep and then you don't eat all day and you just have juice and shit. But then when I ate in the morning, I had like scrambled eggs and I felt like I ate too much. And then for the next like hour, 2 hours, I had a headache, you know. So I didn't eat for 36 hours and then I had scrambled eggs. So be mindful of like what you do to break your fast, you know. So this time I'm going to have bone broth. And I'm going to just start it nice, easy on the gut, you know what I mean? And then slowly, 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 you know, get back into, you know, your diet, right? But this is the beautiful thing. Now I'm getting to this place as I finish up this podcast episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. Now I'm getting to this place where I am going to do this fast today. And on Sunday, I'm doing a 5-day fast. Okay. And because, again, what do I want to do? I just want to do a full detox, full reset, you know. And yes, 100%, I'll probably lose about 5 kilos for sure, right? I know it. By the way, what's fucking 5 kilos? 10 pounds is a double. 5 kilos in pounds. Yeah, 11 pounds. So 100% from Sunday to Friday, I'm going to lose 11 pounds. No doubt about it. I know 100%. So, and again, why am I doing it? Because my health will improve. Give my body a break, you know, but I will still be juice and veggies blended in the blender, whatever, as like the meal replacements, right? And it's definitely much easier, but I might challenge myself on one of the days and just do a full water fast, you know? But most importantly, this is where like, I'm actually like, I don't give a fuck if you don't like the way I look. If I lose 5 kilos or 11 pounds, you know, this is where I actually step into the greatest version of myself, where I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, fuck, you know, you're a bit skinny, you lost some weight or this and that. And it's like, yeah, fucking get over it. You know, like who gives a fuck? Like, yeah, I'm fucking healthy. I'm looking after myself, you know, but even looking at what is that anyway? Like, where did that come from? That we have such a perception of like, you know, you've lost weight or like, why do we do that? I don't know. Like I have never, ever looked at someone and gone, oh, you're looking pretty skinny or, oh, you've lost weight. You know, like, I don't know what it is, but I've never done that to anyone. You know, like, I mean, obviously, you know, if someone's dieting or whatever, I'll be like, wow, you've lost weight. You look really good, you know, as a compliment, but not like just throw it out there like, oh, you're fucking skinny or you're this and that. And the reason why I don't is because I know how it fucking feels, you know, like who am I to make a judgment on someone else? I don't give, like, why would I want to judge anyone? I don't want to judge people, you know? So, you know, when you've been judged a lot all your life, you know what it feels like. So you don't want to hurt other people by doing it back to them. And you don't know everyone's story. You don't know what people have been through, you know? But again, this is the thing, guys. The world can be a difficult place, you know? Hence why it's up to you to build your armor. It's up to you to have a positive mindset. It's up to you to love yourself. It's up to you to have your own back. Because it's so easy to get judged. It's so easy for people to call you names. It's so easy for you to get programmed like that and for you to feel like you're not worthy and you're not good enough. And then you just want to kill yourself. And that's the fuck thing, you know, that we do live in this kind of world where a lot of people don't actually realize that it can hurt someone or that it can affect the way that you live your life because of a judgment of, you know, someone continuously judging you on how you look, you know? So yeah, I look forward to being more healthier. I look forward to losing some weight and not giving a fuck about people judging me, you know?
So like I said, if you want to join our fasting community on WhatsApp, there is a link in my bio on Instagram, on TikTok. You want to join, click the link there. It'll take you straight to WhatsApp. If you're on YouTube right now, or you're watching this on a replay on YouTube, there is a link below this video, or maybe you're watching on Rumble or any other platform. You'll see the links in the show notes where you can click the link, join our WhatsApp community. And I look forward to going on this journey of resetting our mind, body, and spirit, and, you know, becoming healthier. Because, you know, the world out there doesn't really support our health in terms of food. You know, there's so much shit out there, and it's very, very easy to just go and fucking get takeaway and have a burger and keep eating. You know what I mean? Or get a pizza, order a pizza. It's fucking easy. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for spending time with me. I trust that this episode was valuable for you. And if it was, share it with your friends, and let's keep changing the world. All right. Sending you a lot of love. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you guys soon. See ya.